just sang three songs with three different attributes of how great God is. And I know that that's what we do at church, that's what we do when we worship, we sing about God and how great he is, but for some reason those three songs just hit me so hard. How big God is. How amazing God is. He is our Father. He is a good, good Father. And when we are with him, we will not be shaken. He is our solid ground. Nothing can topple us, nothing can push us over. We will not be shaken. No matter where we are, God is there. Whether the sun's shining on us and all is as it should be, or whether we're on the road marked with suffering and there's pain, we can give thanks to God because he's there. How great is that? God isn't just one thing. God isn't just this little piece. He's everything. He's not just a little part of our lives. He is all of our lives. Our entire life is here because of him. Because he loves us, because he wanted to create us. And it's not just that he created us and left. He created us and he's still here, watching us, guiding us, drawing us closer and closer to his heart. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for all you've done, for all you're doing, and for all you're going to do. Thank you for yesterday. Thank you for today. We praise you, God. We worship you. Your greatness, your goodness, your perfection, your love, and your mercy, and your grace, never ending, that you rain down upon us. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. You may be seated.
More often than not, at some point during the Thanksgiving season, we find ourselves returning to this passage of Scripture, this well-known passage of Scripture, the closing chapter of 1 Thessalonians, and we're here yet again. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18, where we are told, be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Lord, as your people, we talk a lot about joy and we talk a lot about praying. We talk a lot about giving thanks. But Lord, I pray in our time together, more than just this time here today now, but Lord, our time together with you day by day as we walk with you, as we go through life with you, the reality of joy, the reality of prayer, the reality of a thankful heart, more than just the words, the ideas, the good intentions. Lord, the reality of that permeating our lives, more and more may it be so. Father, most of us, certainly myself, we're just not joyful as we ought to be joyful. And we're not prayerful as we ought to be prayerful. And we're not thankful as we ought to be thankful. We've tasted of these things, we've experienced them in some small measure, but Lord, I pray increasingly we would know these things, we would experience them, we would enter into them more fully and freely, because Lord, this is your will. We find ourselves asking again and again, what is God's will? What does God want for us? Well, it's right here. This is what you want for us. This is your will. This is your desire for us. Lord, help us to lay hold of these things, in Jesus' name. Amen. Give thanks in all circumstances. Over the years as a pastor, I've had opportunity to stand at the bedside of people dying of cancer, only to hear them say in the midst of their suffering how thankful it is they are for the blessing of friends and family, the blessings of life that God has shown them. I've stood with friends and family mourning the loss of a teenager killed in a needless, mindless car accident, only to hear them say how thankful they are for the memories of joy and laughter they will have forever. I've stood with men and women who have lost their jobs, only to hear them say how thankful they are that God is providing for them. God is making a way. God is seeing to it that somehow there's food on the table and the bills are being met. I've listened to the testimonies of those who've lost their homes to fires, to floods, to wind. And I've heard them express their thanksgiving that there's been no loss of life. The family is still okay. Everybody's still here. I realize I'm stating the obvious when I say this, but if there is even one person here this morning who needs to hear this, then I believe it's worth saying. God does not ask any of us to be thankful for the cancer, for the heart attack, the stroke, for the broken bones. God doesn't ask any of us to give thanks for accidents, for house fires, for stolen property. God doesn't ask you to be thankful for a lost job, a failed test, a rejected application. God has no desire that you and I be thankful for the dreams that have died, the hopes that have been crushed, the hearts that have been abused and abandoned here and there. But what God does desire of us, what God longs for, what God so longs to see his people offer up is a heart, a mind, a life. That in the midst of that cancer, the midst of that house fire, in the midst of that job loss, that hope crushed, there is this life that can still look to God and say, thank you. Whatever has befallen me, whatever has befallen us, whatever I've lost, whatever pain I've suffered, yes, I give thanks. I continue to give thanks. I will be thankful because there remains that for which to be thankful. We've heard it so many times. We've heard it in sermons. We've heard it in teachings, especially around this time of year. God doesn't ask us to be thankful for all things. God asks us to be thankful in all things. And it's true, of course. It is. And it's good to be reminded of this from time to time. But all the same, when I hear myself saying it, sometimes I get the feeling it becomes a cliche of sorts that we bandy around at church or with our Christian friends. It's the sort of thing we say without much thought. Perhaps we say without much conviction. And frankly, I think it's a thing that we say far too often without much compassion. Because yes, of course, God wants us to be thankful in all things, not necessarily for all things. There are no end of things for which God would never expect us to be thankful, for which we never, ever should be thankful. But think about it for just a moment. This truth that God invites us to be thankful in all things rather than for all things. Does it really make being thankful any easier when it's our back up against the wall? When it's our flesh that's being torn asunder? When it's our family that's dealing with the hardship, the suffering, the pain? See, when the doctor tells me that unless there's a miracle, I've got 6 months to live, you can go ahead. You can sit me down and you can tell me what a grace it is That I don't have to be thankful for the cancer, that I only have to be thankful in the cancer. And I'm sorry. I gotta tell you, I've just become a member of the Walking Dead. It is hard for me to be thankful about anything right now. And I hear what you're saying, and I get the theory, but the reality is there just isn't a lot of thanksgiving that's bubbling up inside of me at that particular moment. See, sometimes the circumstances in which we find ourselves are such that thanksgiving of any sort, for any reason, it seems impossible. Thanksgiving would seem to be sort of a cruel joke. It's the very idea of giving thanks, painful, perhaps even offensive. Why would I be thankful for anything right now? Don't you see what's happened to me? Don't you see what I'm going through? And yet here it is. We've read it, you've read it, we've all read it. Dozens of times, hundreds of times. Here it is, right alongside all of these other impossible commands. And yes, I'm sorry to pile on here, but there's no getting around it. When Paul wrote what he did here in 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 through 18, for the most part, he is writing in the imperative mood of the Greek language, which means these are not simply words of advice or counsel or admonition. These are actual commands. Do this. Be joyful. Pray continually. Be thankful. Be joyful always. Sure, and maybe I'll grow a third arm out of my chest while I'm doing that. Joyful always? Pray continually. You bet. I'll get right on that. Just as soon as I learn how it is to pray for 10 minutes without my mind wandering off here and there and everywhere. Give thanks in all circumstances. What? I'm crushed here. I can hardly lift my head. The fact I got out of bed this morning should be sufficient in and of itself. And now you're talking about giving thanks? Yeah. Yeah, and to repeat the refrain that we shared last week, if you were here last Sunday morning, yeah, give thanks and do so because God says so. Because this is what God says to do. Because this is what God wants from you. Give thanks, regardless the circumstance. If you're a regular around here, you know that at least once or twice a month, sometimes more than that, Doug Ekman will stand to his feet and he will remind us that come what may, God is still on his throne. God is still in control. Now, what is God? What is Doug doing? What is Doug doing when he stands and shares that with us? You know, what Doug is doing is that he is telling us no matter how bad things get with Carolyn's auras and Carolyn's seizures, no matter how bad things get with it, with the own his own auras, the things that he suffers in his own body, he's telling us that no matter how bad things get in the work environment down at Walmart, no matter what it is he must endure, no matter how frustrated, no matter how chaotic, no matter how painful his life becomes, he is still recognizing that God is God. And for that alone, there is reason to give thanks. The fact that God is still on the throne, that God still is in control, that in and of itself is reason enough to give thanks. And that's so much of what this boils down to, folks, to give thanks. Whatever our circumstance, despite our circumstance, this is a powerful testimony. This is a testimony of faith. This is a testimony of hope. It's a testimony of endurance and perseverance. It's a testimony to the reality of God himself. My life, it might be broken right now, but God is still God. And for that, I give thanks. And it's not just the words I'm mouthing. It's the reality of my heart. I am truly thankful. That if everything else has wasted away, the wind has blown and it's gone, ashes and dust, God is still God. I'm overwhelmed. I'm persecuted by my past, I'm pained by my present, I'm frustrated by my future, but God is still God, and for that I give thanks. If there is literally nothing left for which to be thankful, I will give thanks for this, that God is still God. And what's more, and I don't think it's any coincidence, Brennan and I don't get together and design this service, okay? This isn't like something that we've designed and just tweaked every element to ensure that all the right themes come to the forefront. I've just never been real comfortable doing that, and I haven't done it in the past, and I certainly haven't done it with Brennan. But folks, have you noticed that there's been a certain theme of God's goodness here this morning? You're a good, good Father. I'm going to bless your name, the good, the bad. Yeah. Folks, we give thanks not just because God is God, but in being God, God is good. God is good. God is faithful. In the 27th Psalm, a psalm that's attributed to King David, we have no reason to think it was written by anybody other than David. I encourage you, later today, sometime this week, open up your Bible to Psalm 27 and read it. You'll find much of it familiar. It's a psalm that's often read in church services. You'll hear it at funerals. You'll hear it in all sorts of different contexts when God's people come together. But read that psalm, that 27th psalm. That psalm, David writes of all these evil men who are advancing against him to devour his flesh. Now, I don't think David was a cast member on The Walking Dead. I don't think he was worried about cannibals. He's speaking here in a spiritual sense, a figurative sense of those who are coming literally to take away his life. David speaks of enemies and foes attacking. He speaks of false witnesses who are breathing out lies against him. He talks about being besieged by armies, war breaking out against him. And yet in the midst of all these terrible circumstances, all these people who are seeking to do David harm, his body, his mind, his spirit, in the midst of this psalm, David writes, "Even so, I am confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." Are you confident of that this morning? I don't know what you're going through. I mean, I know what some of you are going through. And I know some of what some of you are going through. I don't pretend to know it all. Where is it hard right now? Where is it painful? Where is the suffering, the grief? Body, mind, spirit. Where is it seemingly more than you can endure? Where is it hard to give thanks? Where is it you just feel like throwing up your hands and walking away? I want you to hear the word of the Lord through King David. I'm confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And I want you to grab a hold of that, and I want you to make that your personal testimony. Whatever I'm going through, I remain confident of this. I stand strong and unshaken in this hope, this faith. God is going to show me his goodness again. I'm going to see God's goodness displayed in any number of ways, in any manner of fashions. I'm going to see his faithfulness, his grace. I'm going to see his peace, his joy. I'm going to see blessings that just are beyond anything I could have imagined. I'm going to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I'm all for heaven. I'm a big believer in heaven. I'm with Doug sometimes, you know? I can't wait for heaven. That's a good thing. But folks, it isn't just heaven. It is God's faithfulness and his goodness. It is his provision here and now in this life. And I'm not necessarily talking about big numbers in a bank account. I'm not talking about fancy cars and this. And I'm talking about God being good to us, where we are sobered. And we're left silent in awe, in wonder. We're literally swept away, overwhelmed. God, how good. Why would you ever be so good, so kind, so faithful to me? The goodness of the Lord. I'm seeing it. I'm experiencing it. I'm floating in it right now. God, your goodness to me here in the land of the living. Sometimes it's hard to see that because the armies do rise up against us. Evil men do breathe out threats and falsehoods and this and that, and we wonder if our flesh is in fact going to be consumed. Yet this testimony, I'm confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. That's it. That's what you're saying. That's what I'm saying. When we choose to give thanks to God despite the circumstances that would conspire to crush us, thank God anyway. Whatever comes, God is good. God has been good. God is good right now. God will continue to be good. If for nothing else, I am thankful that God is God and that in being God, God is good. And God has shared a measure of that goodness with me. Folks, the reality is, when we're not thankful in all things, when we allow things, when we allow circumstances to overwhelm us, at least in some small sense, the reality is we, in the moment, we deny God. We deny that God is God. We deny that God is good. If even for a moment our eyes are swept away from the revelation of his glory and all we can see is our circumstance and how awful it is, in that moment there's a sense in which we're stepping away from the reality that God is God and that God is good. It's in thanksgiving that we look away from the circumstance and we refocus our attention upon the Lord, and we're very intentional about it and we're very willful about it. And it might even be a disciplined act on our part, but we focus there and we say, yes, I'm thankful. God is God, and God is good. Because if God is God and if God is good, there is always reason to give thanksgiving. I understand no one here enjoys the perfect life. I certainly don't. We don't enjoy the pain-free life, the life that's free of suffering or hardship. But you know what? The reality is we do enjoy life. Okay? We enjoy life, the life that God has given, the physical life God has given to us, the spiritual life God has given to us. We enjoy this life. And in the few brief moments we have left to us, we're not going to go on forever here, folks, but if there are those this morning who would just like to stand to your feet and briefly, and I emphasize that word briefly share a testimony of thanksgiving, whether you're thankful because of or in spite of, it doesn't matter. You're thankful. You have a testimony that affirms that God is God and that God is good. Please, just stand to your feet and share that testimony of thanksgiving this morning. Bless the Lord and bless your brothers and sisters with that testimony. else? A testimony of thanksgiving? The worship team come to a platform, close in a final song of worship. We just encourage you to continue in a spirit of thanksgiving, a spirit of adoration, a spirit of surrender to the Lord. Amen.
As we sing this last song. God is good.
Amen. thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender
Go in peace. Go in joy. Go in life. Amen.